Hi, I'm Bree Jackson, the Executive Assistant at Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Brand Unveiled. We're talking about how to turn your passion into a profit and do what you love for a living. Thanks for listening.
Today we're going to talk about how to turn your passion into a paycheck slash your career. People who do not know me, my name is Brianna Regine. I am the founder of Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. We are a strategic communications and marketing agency, and we help increase the visibility as well as the infrastructure, cohesiveness, engagement, and longevity of entertainment, lifestyle, and beauty brands. And every week, I come on here with a new topic. I've been doing it consistently for the past month or so, I believe. For any replays, you can check out our YouTube channel as well as our Facebook page. All the videos are there. I'm going to be very transparent about my process so that way I can give you some insight into how you can go about doing it, as well as some tips that I follow and I maintain so that way I can continue to make money and do well. The first thing you have to do in order to basically change what you love into what you do is to take a leap of faith. And note that the leap of faith looks different for everyone. And I always say this if I'm speaking at a panel or if people ask me, you know, how did I go about creating my own business? It depends on your circumstances. My circumstances, I don't have a lot of overhead. I don't have a lot of financial responsibilities, or rather, I should say, I didn't have a lot of financial responsibilities. And to be honest, I still don't, you know. I have no problem admitting that. And so when I started my company 3 years ago, I was about to graduate college. I was about to graduate UConn. And I was already working at a PR agency, so I liked the field that I was in, and even prior to working at that PR agency, I was doing brand development and digital marketing and event planning and operations before I even knew what those things were. So when I was at the PR agency, I was also freelancing my own clients on the side, you know, just beefing up my skills, seeing what else was out there and what I could be doing. And one day I woke up and I was like, I wonder if I can do this myself. And the feeling never went away. So I went and spoke to my parents about it. And my mom basically said, okay, well, you have a year. See how you do in a year. And I haven't looked back since. So that's my leap of faith. You know, I had a support system. I didn't have a lot of financial responsibilities. I was getting my degree, so I had something to fall back on. So that's my leap of faith. You know, the leap of faith for you could be just starting, you know, a side hustle or creating a side hustle of some sort. But yeah, my leap of faith was not working for anyone else. Your leap of faith could be, I'm going to continue to work my 9-to-5 or my part-time jobs, but I'm also going to do my side hustle on the side and develop that and figure out what that looks like. So especially in today's day and age, when it seems like everyone is an entrepreneur or everyone is starting a business, there's no problem doing that. I encourage you to do that, but you want to be mindful of your situation. Everyone's situation is different. And just because your situation may not be ideal doesn't mean that you can't get the success that you desire. So just be mindful that in order to change your passion and your ideas to something that you actually enjoy doing and making money off of, you have to take a leap of faith to some capacity. And the backstory, just summarize it as you have to take a chance on yourself. Sometimes that means you have to go inside of yourself and really ask, you know, well, what is it that I want? What is my why? What do I want to achieve? What can I offer to my targeted demographic? These are things that you have to, you know, ask yourself. You have to ask yourself the hard questions. And by doing that, you'll become more confident in your product, in your service, in your persona, and you'll be more inclined to share it with the world. So that's the first thing. You have to believe in yourself. I know it's cliche, but it's true. And then the second thing that I would encourage you to do before I go into like the tips of how I sustain my business and sustain the income is you have to be in a constant state of learning, regardless of what role you play, whether you're the CEO, whether you are a coordinator, whether you are the janitor, it doesn't matter. There's always something that you can learn, and you always want to put yourself in a position to learn as well. And by doing that, you'll never, or rather, let me rephrase that, say you'll never reach a plateau. That's not true. In your business, you probably will reach a point where you're like, I don't know what else to do, or you'll feel uninspired. By constantly putting yourself in positions to learn, the inspiration will always continue. It'll never stop. And that's a good transition to go into the tips of how you can turn your passion into your paycheck. In terms of things that you want to keep in mind, and these tips are more so mentality tips, because I do find that, you know, back to the very first thing, while your leap of faith may not be completely quitting your job, you have to believe in yourself to some degree in order to take your ideas and make them into action. There isn't going to be anyone that believes in you if you don't believe in yourself. So whether you are quitting your job and just starting fresh and running your business full time, whether you have a full-time job and you are developing a side hustle, whether you are basically intending to build a business and then eventually sell it, like, it doesn't matter. You have to believe in yourself to some capacity. And honestly, the amount of calls and the amount of conversations I have with prospective clients or current clients, believing yourself is a cycle. You know, for every milestone that you reach, you're going to question if you're good enough. It's something that happens. It's something that happens to me. It's something that happens to my clients. I'm sure it's something that that happens to Beyonce and Diddy and Barack Obama and all these great people, you know? So you have to consistently tell yourself, you know, I got this, I can do this, and you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to go out there and make money. You can't be afraid that your idea isn't good enough to exist in the market. Chances are it is. And I always tell people that you can exist in a saturated market because the brand is going to come from you. You are the brand. The mission and the values that your product, your service, the persona that you are, like if you're a public figure and that is your brand, you know, all of these things, it's going to come from you. You got the juice. So that's how we're all able to coexist, because someone's going to like you, right? Someone's going to like you because they're not going to like your competitor. So just be mindful of that. Okay, so I'm going to my tips. So here are some mindset tips and some preliminary steps that you should keep in mind as you are transitioning into entrepreneurship or maintaining a business that you already have. So the first thing is networking is key. This goes back to putting yourself in positions to constantly learn. When you're starting a business, it can be very lonely. It gets lonely. So you want to make sure that you have a network that is not only there to personally support you on this specific journey as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, but also you want to have people within your network who you can use as a resource to, you know, pour into your business and to make your business grow and to collaborate and to put you in front of new audiences. So keep that in mind. The second tip is know your niche, aka your why. Again, back to the point of, I can't exist because the market is too saturated. That's an excuse. It's an excuse. Do you know how many publicists there are out there that are doing exactly what it is that I'm doing? Do you know how many brand strategists there are that are doing exactly what it is that I'm doing? Business managers, digital marketers, brand developers, like, we all do similar work, but there's a reason why I can have my cake and eat it too, and there's a reason why they can have their cake and eat it too. Just look at yourself, right? For me, in terms of brand identity, I am a young millennial Black business owner. That in itself that identity is going to resonate with certain people within my market or that are looking for my services than someone else, right? Who doesn't look like me, who doesn't have the same background as me. So just keep that in mind. There's enough room for everyone to eat, but you have to know where you fit in. And to this point, or rather not fit in, where you stand out. So while I'm on this point, I also want to say that you don't have to pigeonhole yourself either. Start small, and eventually your brand can evolve and you can start to do other things. We just recently posted a blog post that highlights 3 Black-owned businesses in honor of Black History Month. We're announcing 3 new ones. And the first one we actually put on our Instagram page, we highlighted Bea Simone. So Bea Simone is an actor, comedian. She's a creative. She makes music too. And I believe she got started in cosmetology. She initially wanted to make music, and I think she had a cosmetology or has a cosmetology license. And that's what she thought she was going to do. She thought she was going to do music, and she always had this love for beauty. But when Vine took off and she noticed that she was getting interactions and lots of engagement from just being herself, being in these skits, being funny, the comedian part for her took off and she went with it. And it wasn't until years later that she developed, you know, Bea Simone Beauty, which is her beauty and cosmetic line. And I think she has a merchandise line coming out as well. And every now and then she still does music, but now all of her brand entities are more received because she has a bigger platform and she took a chance on herself and, you know, what initially propelled her, which was the acting and the comedy. So don't be afraid to start off small and to start with what you have and what may be working, because that can evolve and your brand will evolve. It will evolve. So don't become so tight-knit and concerned that you won't be able to change, because you can always change. It's your brand. It's your world. And as long as you have a plan to guide you and you're doing things as right as you possibly can, you'll be fine. The third thing that you want to do is research. Again, find out how much people in your field charge for their services and adjust based on your experience. Research keywords for how to market your services. Research where your customers' problems are and stay up to date with industry trends, and always remain in a state of learning. Hey, how are you? I'm from Denver, Colorado. This is Jasmine, you guys. So Jasmine says, I'm from Denver, Colorado. I'm laying the groundwork, pursuing my master's to become a life coach and motivational speaker. I'm excited to hear ways to focus my energy into a structured plan to build my brand. Congratulations. That's awesome. And yeah, back to what I was saying, you know, there's tons of life coaches. They appear every day on Instagram, but don't be discouraged. There's a place for you. There's a place for you. So really figure out what are you coaching about life that is going to resonate with your target audience. Who is your target audience? Do the research to figure out who that is. And all it takes, guys, is a few Google searches. It's a few social media searches. Google, social media, YouTube, it's all free 99. So all you have to do is just take the time to really figure out, okay, who am I? What do I want to offer? Who's my target audience? What do they need? And how can I accommodate? How can I blend those two things? And before you know it, you'll be having a business. And as long as you're willing to research and stick to your niche as to get you to a point where you have a solid foundation, you'll be good. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where you go as a life coach and a motivational speaker. Great transition. So this brings me to my next tip. So following, you know, networking, knowing your niche, aka your why, researching, branding. Okay. So branding is the most important creative step you can take to transforming your ideas, your passion into a career. Branding is the thing that's going to make you stand out. So remember earlier in the live when I was talking about how you need to tap into yourself and like what fulfills you, your mission, your values. All of that is going to, and it should show up somewhere in the product, the service, the persona that you are crafting to sell to the public. And it's that reason alone that you can exist with all the other life coaches, with all the other clothing stores, with all the other online boutiques, with all the other publicists, with all the other graphic designers, with all the other event planners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. with all the other influencers, you really have to figure out what brings you not peace, but like fulfillment. What does that look like? And you have to do that inner work. That's the only way you're going to know. So let me just look at my notes here because I don't want to forget anything. I wrote some like specific tactics. So it's important to market yourself and your services properly. And again, properly, I use properly loosely just because while there are things like fundamentals that you should be doing, like check for typos, maximize the presence of your social media, particularly your bio section. So many people ignore that. If you have a tagline, put it in there. If you're running a particular campaign or a sale, put it in there. If there are key services or key things that you do, put it in your bio. If you have a website, please put it in your bio. Do not miss the opportunity to tell people where they can find out more about you, because 9 times out of 10, especially if it's on Instagram, they're not going to know where to look and they're not going to search you on Google unless your content is really, 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 really good. So, and even then, people are lazy. So just be mindful of, you know, the opportunities that you can take to brand yourself and to say, hey, to the public, I'm here. This is my identity. This is how I look. You don't have to have the best camera to take quality images, okay? You don't have to be the best copywriter to have messaging that resonates. You don't have to have those things. So just be mindful, like properly just means to take the preliminary steps, to do the research, to take the time to look at what everyone else is doing in the market and how you can stand out to make yourself different and relatable. Let's dive. Stay motivated. I mean, that's more so like a personal thing. But again, for me, when building a business, personal is professional. Like the two overlap, sometimes too much, but they do. So I know for me, waking up and writing down 5 things that I'm grateful for and 5 things that I am is very helpful. And always making sure the tone is affirming. That puts me in a good mindset to activate my goals and to activate my ideas and to really make something of the day. And I know that sounds really cliche, but every day matters, but so do breaks. And I'm just slipping that in because I'm a workaholic. I work very hard. I'm always the last person at the office. But it's also important to take breaks. So remember to do that. And replenish, you know, being motivated is all about creating balance within yourself. So just keep that in mind. This is one of my favorite ones. Stay ready to pitch. I had a client who we did the brand development. So we got her messaging. We rebranded her messaging. We updated her website with the messaging. We took a look at her identity. So like her logo, tagline. And we did the digital marketing side too. Like we created all these different campaigns, like contests and giveaways, e-products, templates, all this different stuff, content. And then I think a year or so into our collaboration, right? She told me, well, you know, I don't really talk about my brand to anybody. And my mind kind of went like this because I was like, well, why? You know, why aren't you telling people about what it is that you're doing? And for her, I think it was more so a confidence thing and believing in what she was doing. So there's that. But I think more so for people, it's they don't know how to do it. And it's something that you have to practice. You have to practice your elevator pitch. And you can't be afraid to say, this is who I am. I know for me, last year, I worked on being intentional and saying, you know, I am trying to be versus I am X, Y, and Z. You have to manifest. You have to speak positively about your business and how you operate within your business. So don't be afraid to do that. I used to work in Starbucks prior to working in this co-working space, and I met a variety of different people. Some people I walked up to if I recognized them by doing research, or they just looked like an important person to know. You can't be afraid to take a risk and take a chance on yourself and say, hey, I have this business, I have this brand, this is what I do, what do you do? Maybe there's an opportunity for us to collaborate, or at least now we're in each other's network, so let's stay connected. Even if it's following hashtags and engaging on social media, join Facebook groups, especially if your targeted demographic is on Facebook. Engage in those groups, or organically comment on Instagram posts, search through Twitter, repost the threads, the pins on Pinterest, go through YouTube videos that may align with topics that you cover and comment on them, not for people to follow and subscribe to your YouTube page, but just to have a conversation with that person, because maybe that can manifest into a collaboration opportunity. And carry business cards. Some people feel like that's old school, but there's so many, if you do feel that way, there's innovative ways to create business cards, and people, believe it or not, they still use them. I still use them. So get yourself some business cards, practice your elevator pitch, be real sharp, use I am instead of I'm trying to, or I will instead of I'm going to, put yourself in the present as if you're doing it already. I'm not saying lie, I'm just saying to believe in yourself and speak with a level of confidence that no one can doubt you, and even if they do, they'll remember your name. Make time for breaks. I said that. That's very important. Outsource when you can. Yes. So when you're building a business or trying to sustain a business, at some point you're going to realize you can't do everything yourself. I recommend for people to be everything within their business for a minimum of a year, because you can't know what kind of help you need until you are doing it. and until you are familiar with how to do something. And even when you do get the help, you want to make sure that you know what's going on. I know sometimes for startup companies, like if they have funding behind them, that structure may look a little different. Sometimes they start out with teams. But if anything, just take the outsourcing when you can as a grain of salt of, okay, there's help out there for me. And as my business continues to grow, if I want to continue to execute my ideas effectively and make the money that I know I can make, I'm going to need help. So whether that is automation tools that you pay for yourself and you do everything digitally, or you actually bring on an intern or bring on an employee or a contractor, just be mindful of that. Money management. Boy. So money management is important. I know for me, when I took my leap of faith, I wish I did a better job of like just understanding, not necessarily understanding, because I always understood, but took more time to budget. I'll say that, because I definitely didn't do that. Now I check my budget weekly. Like I do a budget for the year, quarters, 6 months, and then I check it weekly. Which is very important for me because it helps me stay on top of my goals. So that's going to be key, And if anything, like if money is a motivator for you, it shouldn't be the fundamental reason why you're starting your business. But if it is a part of keeping you going, seeing those numbers can be very helpful. So whether it's an Excel sheet, whether it's an accounting system, I use Wave apps, to handle my invoicing, and it helps with my accounting and all of that good stuff. Use that and put it in a place where you can see it and be diligent about it. And again, start off small. Everybody wants to make $1 million, but can you make $100 first? Okay. Can you make $1,000? Like, give yourself realistic goals. Be realistic. And remember, everything's not going to happen overnight. You have to practice. Practice makes perfect. So take your time. And then lastly, know your worth. Know your worth. This business owner entrepreneurship journey is just that. It's a journey. And you're going to learn more about what you're worth in terms of what you may price your services, your product, your appearance fees, whatever it is that you do, your items. Over time, you're going to learn what that looks like. But as you run your business, you're going to learn what your financial worth is. I'll say that in terms of like the market that you're in and understanding how that works. But regardless of the money, again, it goes back to mission and values. What are you willing to stand for? What are you willing to not stand for? And how does that translate over to the brand that you're building? So I hope that helps. I hope my experience was insightful and transparent for you. If you want to take more time to like digest what we spoke about today, you will be able to find it on Facebook and it'll also be on YouTube. You can also check out our website, which is www.beavisionaryconsulting.com. We have case studies on there. All of the services that we provide, our interests are also on there. So you can take a look at that. Our blog has resources, information that you can use to grow your business and transform it into a brand of impact. So we're really excited about that. And thank you so much for tuning in. I will keep building, keep grinding. You got it. Believe in yourself. Take a chance on yourself. It's going to be fine. This is the year to do it. If you don't do it, you'll always wonder what if. So you might as well just go for it. All right? Have a good one, everyone. Bye.